The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Before we jump in, make sure you leave us that five-star rating and review. It takes just a moment. And I really do appreciate it and look forward to hearing from you. You'll get a free training. It's a 30-minute training on how to find and evaluate properties if you leave that five-star rating and review. All right, let's jump right into this. Breaking news from San Francisco. So San Francisco released a measure that will tax landlords for keeping their units vacant for more than 182 days per year. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. So Proposition M was approved by 54% of San Francisco voters, and it applies to any properties with three or more units inside the city limits. This is groundbreaking news. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the details of it, and then I'm going to share my thoughts on it. So this will go into effect in 2024. And as far as what landlords will be required to pay, Proposition M would require landlords to pay an annual tax between $2,500 and $5,000 per vacant unit for the first 2 years of vacancy. Now, by the third year, if it's still vacant, it can get up to as much as $10,000 per unit. And it is very interesting. That is a lot of money. And you can imagine a landlord who has, let's say, 10 to 20 units, and for whatever reason, some of them are vacant for an extended period of time, that is quite a penalty to pay. And the other thing is that property owners are suing. They're getting together and suing to prevent this measure from taking effect. And I completely understand and I agree that they should be suing. You know, there are a number of reasons why a property could become vacant or could remain vacant. And I don't think this is taking that into account whatsoever. And so, you know, what if the landlord is having a hard time finding qualified tenants for the apartment? It's a possibility. And I don't even know how they would verify that, you know, maybe they're having a hard time finding people or whatever the case is. So I really don't think this puts landlords in a good position. And this actually applies, like I said, to people who have three or more units. So let's say you are a mom and pop landlord, an everyday person, you have a three or four unit property. And now because it's been vacant for an extended period of time, maybe you just didn't want to landlord for that year, or maybe you had a family situation where you just needed to keep that unit vacant. Now you're being penalized $2,500 to $5,000 for that. So, you know, I don't like the fact that they are taking more property rights away, but it doesn't surprise me because California is that kind of state. And this is why I really encourage all of you to consider investing in tenant-friendly states that actually give landlords property rights and don't take them away. And California is just a state up and down the state. You see it in LA, you see it up in the Bay Area, where year by year, they're just taking away more and more property rights from landlords. And this is something you really, really need to consider as you're getting to investing and as you're expanding your portfolio. And if you need to go out of state to invest, like I did living in California, for better laws, then that's just what you have to do. And I strongly again recommend that you consider investing in tenant-friendly states. Excuse me, landlord-friendly states. And a landlord-friendly state is basically a state in which it's easy to enforce a lease and remove a non-paying tenant. And you're not going to be caught up in court for 2-3 years. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but in these tenant-friendly areas, it takes forever. I had a family member who has a property in New York. It took them so long, like more than well over 6 months to get the person out. And he hasn't received a penny back, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to, right? So this is something I definitely want you to consider. And I'm going to be making a YouTube video just breaking this down even further and really getting into the weeds. So definitely jump over to YouTube and look out for a video on this very soon. But I want to know what you think. Send me a message on Instagram, or you can leave it with your review. Just making another plug. You can leave it with your review. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. But overall, I think this is terrible. This is a terrible precedent for property rights. And, you know, I wouldn't invest in San Francisco. I mean, most people can't afford it anyway. But I would not invest in an area that doesn't want to give you the rights for what to do with your property. And, you know, I don't agree with it. It doesn't make sense to me. And I don't think it benefits small landlords. It puts small landlords in a really terrible position. Also, if you live in an area where it's too expensive, or maybe it's not landlord friendly, or maybe there's some other reason that you don't think is realistic to invest where you live, I encourage you to consider investing out of state. If you're interested in investing out of state, I am hosting a 4-week workshop starting on January 17th. And we're going to talk through how to build the right team, how to find the right location, how to creatively finance properties, how to run the numbers and all those things. So definitely make sure that you don't miss out. I'm only doing a few of those next year. So definitely make sure that you secure your spot. I would love to see you there. If you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop. And you can also click the link in the description to find the page as well. This is reserved for those who are serious about implementing the information. My goal is to help you buy your first out-of-state property in the next 12 months. So if you're interested and that sounds good to you, outofstatemoney.com/workshop. All right. Thank you all so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.